Blog Talk Radio.
With his shame, oh shame.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the border. And I think about all the things I do. And in my head I paint a picture. But since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way your life is dressed. So won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie.
Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast of Hands and Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru the Seventh Oracle, and Eternal is outstanding this weekend. So it'll be just me, you guys, me and the ancestors. But, this weekend is dedicated to the ancestors. 2332, the 23 scientists, the royal bloodlines, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I love our ancestors, you know, both good and bad and indifferent and, you know, everything. I feel that the matters of the heart. The matters of the heart. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow, the homage to the ancestors, the matters of the heart. Shout out to my Gigi, Captain Nance Boyd, who is divine and definitely appreciated in all of this chaos and war and all this stuff that we go through these bloodlines and everything, you know. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, to the ancestors. And there is another ancestor. There is a woman that's even powerful, not, I won't say powerful, but a woman that's even more, and there's a man, too. There's a man, which I feel may be our grandfather. And then there is a, man. So shout out to the Boyd grandline, the Boyd bloodline. Boyd bloodline, the Mass bloodline, the any bloodline that is related, you know, just whoever my real father is, you know, that bloodline. Just shout out to, I think that DNA, like we know each other, we be in sync with one another, as far as the way that life just flows in divinity, you know. So shout out to, I feel that there are just people who I just don't know, ancestors who I just don't know, who I feel are around me, you know, guiding me, helping me. And I mean, y'all, this shit is like, I can't make this shit up. Okay. So without going too deep, just shout out to the ancestors. I want to let you know that I feel you. I know that you are with me. I appreciate you so much. The divine, the one who has, like, there is a major matriarch woman in my line personally who is shadowing me. And I want to say I feel you and I thank you. And I know we'll be introduced to, it'll all come together. So without further ado, guys, this is going to be a podcast of the matters of the heart, okay? How about that? We're not going to wait till tomorrow. We're going to do it in the moment because this is a podcast as far as divinity. It's going to be one for bro. It's going to be one from bro. Excuse me. It's going to be one from Bro Sanchez. But it seems that the matters of the heart, you guys, is what's really, I wonder if I have that song, but let's go ahead and bring in our ancestors, which they are already here, but y'all know them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As I was.
All right, so shout out again to the ancestors. This is going to be a podcast of the matters of the heart, but in speaking from the heart, I want our ancestors to know that in this, and I'm pretty sure that they already know, you guys already know, but sometimes, you know, in this lower realm, you know, we are definitely fighting, you know, ourselves, really, fighting against ourselves and doing things that, you know, we know. Not we know, because like they say, when you know better, you do better. You know, sometimes it's going through the lesson, you know what I'm saying, and feeling the heat and feeling the pain and the burn of what, you know, you created in order to learn the lessons. But, you know, I want, like, there are many people out here who truly don't know what they're doing, you know, even in their whole spiritual walk and all of this, you know, and all this, you know, there are so many that are either like with me, or that's going to come after me, or that are before. The matters of the heart is, you know, what we do come back to. Let's play this song real quick.
power to make these feelings stop. Someone to give affection to, from whom you can receive. I guess it's just the draw of a card. It matters of the heart.
Did a rehab number, guys, where I was like, I would do these rehab bids, you know, when I was heavy in my addiction. And one time I went and I spent 60 days. I would go 60 days at a time, you know, just to kind of, you know how sometimes you need to escape? You know, sometimes you need to escape from life. You know, I would just literally leave my job, I would leave everything, you guys, and, like, I call them vacations, you know what I'm saying? I would literally check myself in a rehab and just kind of, you know, just get away, you know, just get away from the whole routine of everything. You know, sometimes we just need to get away. And And I would, you know, I'm getting back to the basics of things in life, you know, the matters of the heart, you know, the matters of the heart. And this podcast is just my message to the end, not my message, my conversation. You know, have you guys, if you guys have never read a book, Joanne, is this me and you today, Joanne? Me, you, and the ancestors. Of course, my grandmother is here. As always, she's always here. And again, that other woman ancestor. And then there's a man. There's a divine masculine energy that is with me, too. I can't, haven't pinpointed who this is. But anyway, the matters of the heart, you guys. I forgot where I was going with that. But this is I'm excited about this show, guys, because I'm going to play the symbology in religion. Because here's the thing, I will always speak ill about religion, even still sometimes, you know, me and Brother Wisdom. Oh, that's what I forgot to do. Let me play Brother Wisdom, you guys. But Brother Wisdom was just speaking on, he was just speaking on how about, I don't think he said he burned his Bible, but like many people are really doing away with the Bibles and the Bible story. We all know that the Bible stories is metaphoric for deeper meanings. Brother Sanchez, love Brother Sanchez. The YouTube clip is going to be in the show notes, guys. We're going to. The original is 5 hours long. We're not going to be no 5 hours long. This show's not going to allow it. But he breaks down the esoteric sciences on the meanings when it comes to Moses. Moses and Thoth. Thoth. Ugh, I can't say it today, guys, because I don't have my teeth. My teeth in my bottom. So I can't say Thoth. All right. But Thoth, the Emerald Tablets, you know, but really, guys, you know, just to the ancestors, you know, after all the chaos that we self-create for ourselves, you know, we come to the understanding and the understanding of what it all meant and why it all needed to happen the way that it needed to happen. This is why I always say it is very dangerous to interrupt somebody else's journey. To re-guide them and to remap them and to remaster them. And I'm talking to myself, too, ancestors. I'm talking to my goddamn self, you know, me trying to reroute, you know, manipulation, how we do, you guys. We are, a lot of times, we are the velvet glove trying to be very manipulative in the ways that we know we can be manipulative to try to control somebody else's journey. You know what I mean? And I'll be the first to admit I'm guilty of that. Some awareness, a lot of awareness. But really, also, I don't feel that we should have no, we don't, I feel that we should not be having fear on this journey. You know what I mean? So, let's go ahead and see Brother Wisdom. Yes, we're two or more guests. Oh, Prince. Okay, after the clip, we're going to play some Prince, all right? We're going to find a song from Prince that Joanne and I. Joanne and I love Prince. Joanne has been here since the revamp, shortly after the revamp, you guys. She's one. She's in the background. The Divine Feminine is showing up. Oh, another thing I want to say is that there is, and I said it on the last show, you know, women, it may seem like there are going to be a lot of these men that are going to be going up against you, you know what I'm saying, and myself included, but I want to say that I feel that it is not going up against you. I feel that there is enough overstanding from some of the women that I know are balanced, that I have had conversations with, and I actually have sat down and willingly to explain, you know, to one of our advanced women, you know, why I was so angry. You know what I'm saying? And I did that in a session. The session was for her, but I feel that it was needed, you know, for me to explain myself on why I was so angry, because there is not only imbalance with the men, and there is such a grave imbalance on this planet alone that it is spewing out in many different forms. So in order to have order restored, I think it's kind of be a little chaotic, you know what I'm saying, until we get there. And she overstood that. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on with inside the women's circles, but it seems to be a lot of imbalance that has gone on unchecked for so long that it's in order to get it back into order, it's having to take a lot of this chaotic stuff that we're experiencing. You know what I'm saying? So chaos before order, as they say. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that on this podcast as well. All right, guys. So Brother Wisdom, let's see what he's doing.
On the work. Get money.
With that is falling.
They control the church, they control the job, they control the money.
this is the people that we're supposed to be a part of, to share. Not to be paid energy bills, not to pay water bills, not to be paid communication bills. You know, that communication bill is a big deal. Pay them X amount of dollars every 30 days so that you can be able to communicate through one of the radio frequencies. This is the future that they set for themselves. While long ago they were already using what you call free energy. See, when you talk about the word free, free means to do things without any kind of salad. Free means to be able to do things without someone questioning you. That's why they say, oh yeah, it's a Freemason. You can, which means that they want to operate under Masonic or on a Masonic order created by them, and they can freely do it, and they cannot be questioned by the real Masons of the cosmos. That's why they hid themselves here on this planet. And it's that overstand history, brothers and sisters. Real history. But now that brothers and sisters have awakened, now that brothers and sisters have awakened and we know who we are, we know what we're supposed to be doing, we are literally moving into another protocol or dimension within our realm. Like I said on the last message, it's not about watching the sky. The sky's always going to be blue. The sky's always been blue. That's thin iron up there. I don't know why these brothers and sisters, you got brothers and sisters coming on this page tomorrow. Watch the sky's going to change colors and not so the sky will change colors. The sky will always be blue.
No fear.
It's always going to be blue, no matter what. The atmosphere. The atmosphere is going to change. Everything, our future is upon how we operate. The future of our realm is upon how we operate. So now that we are moving in a different direction than what mankind wants to move, things have changed. But as long as we were under his so-called rule, things remain the same. This so-called white man and his counterparts do not have a future here. They do not have a future on this realm, on this planet. Their future has been cut short. Oh, you know, by 2030, you know, we're going to be doing this and we're doing that. Check this out. There is no 2030. There's no 2022. We use these as mile markers. Remember, we use them as mile markers. But there are no months, days, year. There's only energy. And time is energy. Energy is time. It wasn't the fact that we had freedom on our realm before they came, because to say freedom means to be whatever you want to be and to do whatever you want to do without being questioned. We were in balance, and we respected everything, and balance is where true power lies. Without balance, you have everything out of order. Balance and order is how it's supposed to be. This is why they created this governmental setting to my, oh, yeah, you know, we have checks and balances and yes and this. Nah, motherfuckers, y'all don't have no checks and balances. The shit y'all do, who's checking on you? Who's checking on that? Y'all pass money around with each other and let each other do what the fuck you want to do. Because you say, oh, we're Freemasons. They haven't built one thing ever. They haven't created one thing ever. And they have not been able to accomplish or achieve anything. Not even keep us in a sleeping state the way they desire to do. So the whole key point is to understand, brothers and sisters, that we are the future of our planet. We are the future of this realm. We create the future just by us changing, just by us learning, even just by us learning this little bit of stuff that we're learning. It's touching the atmosphere. It's touching the cosmos. Our sun is rejoicing. And all these solar flares that we see, our sun is literally rejoicing and sending us energy. Oh, my children have awakened. My children has awakened. The moon is rejoicing. My children have awakened. My children have awakened. Here, take this energy. Take this energy. Take this energy. What's the name? He said, take in that good-ass prana. Yeah, take in that good-ass prana, baby. That's where we are. So because we have awakened, our sun and our moon is feeding our atmosphere so that we can be in alignment and in adjustment with them, bringing the atmosphere back, bringing everything back, because all it took was for us to awaken. Right now, this so-called white man is just trying to prepare for a winter time. Does he have a winter time? What does his future look like on this realm? You know, what does his future look like? Just like we said, you know, what does the future hold? He has no future. These beings have no future. Their counterparts, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Koreans, all of them, they have no future on this realm. Their lives is based upon what they can control, and they want to control the money. They want to control the things. Their money is their source of energy. All right? So let the sleeper sleep. So, you know, understand, overstand, brothers and sisters, that we're in a place where we have to literally shift. Or we are literally shifting our minds into a higher state. Where we're saying, okay, it's time for some changes to be made. And we're making these necessary changes because these changes are based upon us moving into a higher level of thought, us moving into a higher level of energy, us moving into a higher level of power. This is where we are moving to. So the so-called future of these inorganic beings, those who call themselves white people, however they want to control the way they are described, they have no future. None of them. And as we can see the energy shifting here on our realm, and we're watching their system that they've created crumble and fall because the energy is no longer feeding, and it's our energy now that's feeding us. We said we're tired of this. So how do you make changes? By moving in ways different than they want to move. That's where you building, you creating, you designing. All you brothers and sisters who already started building orgone energy devices, keep building. Make them more complex. You know, we're gonna be. I'm showing you guys how to build gateways and portals and how to do sigils now. The sigils make a big difference. And you're doing these things. This is all a part of calligraphy. Calligraphy was one of our most powerful arts that we had because we could create symbols. And we say, this is what this meant. And we passed that on to brothers and sisters. This is what this meant. And other brothers and sisters would create those symbols. And that will bring about a power and energy and a force that was necessary for our metaphysical our biological, our cybernetic growth. So we are looking at a definite change of pace here on our realm, our planet, our everything, brothers and sisters. So the whole key point is for us to move back into the area of power. These energetic beings, these so-called white people, their counterparts do not have a future here. This calendar year will be their last recorded calendar year, and this is the timekeeper's promise. This will be their last recorded calendar year where they are doing whatever, because we're bringing in a new change. That's why we said at dawn we attack. And they all know what's going on. They have no future. At any given time, you could be at work right now. And it could be a whole host of these inorganic beings that just blow up in fire. Literally. Just combust in flames. And they will know. There are other ones who don't will know what the fuck is going on. We're tapping into some real power. This is our future. Our future. Ether is going to rise up in us. Ether is the Christ. It's all a part of the dark energy, the plasma, the dark matter, the ether, all the radioactive energies, and it rises up in us. And therefore, we will be able to think as things will manifest, and we need to bring trees back. We just think it. And most in our hands, and the trees will come from the ground and will burst through the concrete and grow up in the air. And never again will we ever fall victim to an alien species who want to take over our realm and our planet. This is the stopping point. This is where the nail, the hammer meets the head of the nail. We bring this to an end. We bring this to a stop. We bring this to a close because they are not supposed to be here. None of them. They are not supposed to be here. And we're going to make sure that they go somewhere, but they can't stay here. I don't give a fuck what happens. They can't stay here. They're not supposed to be here, brothers and sisters. All this cold weather that they try to create and all this other bullshit they try to create and destroy all nature, destroy the trees. We'll be able to recreate avenues for rivers and lakes to flow through again. And we'll be able to clean up our planet, clean the water, clean the air, clean the ground. So that our planet and our ground will be rich and fertile again. This is our future. This is our planet. This is our realm. This is our future, not their future. Our future is not based upon how much money they create. Our future is based upon the energy that we create so we can take ourselves to a more powerful area of life within the nature of who we are. That's what our future is based upon. It's not based upon them. It has never been based upon them. And we have to see it just that way. We've been asleep way too long. Now that we have awakened, they're scared. And they're doing things to try to put us in a sleep state again. And it's not working because once you wake up, you don't go back to sleep. You don't go back to sleep. Once you wake up, Mother Universe says, okay, here's your awakening glasses. Here's your awakening piece right here.
Don't we know that?
Go back to sleep. The key point is we build, we create, we design. We go the other way where they want us to go. They want us to create businesses to feed their system. They want us to go to school to feed their system, because the school is about money. Everything that they do is cross about money. We happen to go to the grocery stores that is out of balance. We're not supposed to be going to separate places to buy food. We're supposed to just be able to reach up on a tree and get what we want to eat, or go down on the ground and get what we want to eat, so that it will feed our bodies and nourish our bodies with the proper elements and the proper energies that's necessary for our cybernetic bodies. Our future is not based upon what they want. Our future is based upon what we want. And we want change, and we're getting change, and our future is bringing us change. You keep moving forward, brothers and sisters. Keep designing. Keep building. Keep manifesting within yourself. Keep going into the astral realms. And when you come out of the astral realms, you create what you saw. Showed you, hey, get yourself a Dremel. Get yourself a Dremel. Get yourself a carving set. And carve these things in the wood. Mm. How do you think we were able to put those things in on the stone? We had machinery.
Mm.
The machine world. This is who we are, brothers and sisters.
Mm.
This is who we are. The most powerful beings ever. Our future is upon what we want to do. Our future is not upon what this so-called white man want to do and his bullshit-ass system. You done, motherfucker. Your ass is done, white man. Your
Uh-oh.
Ass is done, motherfucker. Chinese man, Japanese man, Korean man, Mexican man, y'all motherfuckers are done. All right? Y'all are done. It's finished. It's over. And we're no longer taking anything else from you. We've taken so much flack from your species all over the world. We've taken so much flack, and we've done nothing about it. Now we're doing something. It's over. Our future is based upon us and what we want to do and not what you want to do. It's over. All power to the multi-chakra celestial and devil beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change. Chaos is going the other way. Peace has never brought no change. Peace has brought us captivity. It's got to be peaceful.
Chaos.
Peace. Chaos is everything. Much power to you all.
And I love the fact that
now there's sky raising. Things are getting clearer.
I love that he says that each time, because chaos brings change, not peace. Because we live in this Patty. I like to say Patty. Positive Patty is a liar. Okay? And if we think that, you know, going by these narratives and doing all this and doing it this way and doing it this way, if we are not in to the ancestors, you know, in repetition, what I have said noted is that if we keep doing the same thing as far as the old narratives, and this is why things are changing, because like it seems to be the chaotic things like we have been, and again, this is no disrespect to women, but many men have been trying to tell the woman the truth for so long, you guys, but the way that it's set up now to where she has become so European, okay? she has put on her wig, put on her lashes. She has put on everything, you know, to identify her in realities and with realities that is not her own. So she has been Europeanized. I don't even know if that's a word, but you guys know what I mean. To where you can't really get through her. It's really kind of like talking to a brick wall. You know what I mean? So being that it has become that, you know, there is a type of chaos that is reigning down, and I don't feel that it is by mistake. I feel that, you know, sometimes we create our own will, you know, in order to grow. So I don't know why I said that, but take it how you want to. You know, again, it's no disrespect, because I'm moving more into the matters of the heart, as far as how I project myself. So there's that. What I had prints up. Hold on. Joanne, I don't know if you heard this one, but I am going to play it. Where is it? She's Always in My Hair. That's always a good one. Oh, this is good. Ah, that ain't the right one.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Let's clap it up for that. Hey, look, drop a one in the chat room. You already know if you can hear me loud and clear, drop those ones. Let's start with a check. Let the music that you hear know who produced it. These are the new beats that I'm going to be uploading to my beat store. Be on the lookout for them. I'm going to have these got like five that I'm going to upload to the store tonight. So they should be on there. Check them on. It's in my headphones went. I'm sorry, y'all. You know what? 100% pure resonance for grounding and stability and well-being. It's definitely a great meditative. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but the speakerphone literally is like a heartbeat. So it's definitely great for grounding. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Let's clap it up for that. Hey, look, drop a one in the chat room. You already know if you can hear me loud and clear, drop those ones. Let's start with a tech check. If you like the music that you hear, know who produced it. These are the new beats that I'm going to be uploading to my beat store. Be on the lookout for them. I'm going to have these. Got like five that I'm going to upload to that store tonight. So they should be on there. Just check them off. It's my headphones messed up on me. So I upgraded my headphones. I'm going to get the new DTs. They the DT900 Pro X. And the rest of the beats that I'm going to put in my beat store, I'm going to be mixing and mastered on the new headphones. So that should be a real clean finish. But anyway, got ones. So let's get these little commercials out the way, and we're going to begin. Salute to everybody. But they also have different powers with different manifestations of God on earth. I'm going to teach you something right now that you got to learn if you're going to understand anything else about you today. Deity that we're talking about is called a demiurge, okay? And the more I research about the demiurge, here's what's going to really, really mess you guys up. You know what I'm finding out? And what it can't be argued, the demiurge is a freaking hive mind with a supreme being at the top of it. And everybody who hands him their soul, they part of that hive mind. See, they tried to get you part of that hive mind. When they told you, forget your brain, they told you, forget your mind, they told you, let the mind of Christ be in you. And they told everybody around you to have that same mind of Christ. That's called a hive mind, people. I'm convinced that the power that's manipulating the earth is a hive mind, and all of these different cells that's being controlled by the whatever the deity is at the top of that hive, the queen bee or whatever. See, this is what y'all got to realize. All of the people in power, all of them, and that's really running shit, they are matriarchal. Now, they give us patriarchal gods worship, but they all worship Mary, all worship the motherly aspect. And you know why? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because all are part of a hive mind. And a hive mind is like a beehive. At the top of it, there's going to be a queen. Now, there's something called a British beehive. And at the top of that beehive, you will get the queen, which is the freaking, their great mother, what they call her? Star. See, the name of their great mother, the Queen of Heaven, right? At this time on earth, that's called the Queen of Babylon, where all of the, everybody was made with her. And that's what happens in a beehive. So the British beehive. You know, the symbol of Freemasonry is a bee, y'all.
Oh, wow.
You sell your soul to these folks, y'all all become one single mind. Now, they got the technology to do that, and they about to introduce that in our time. But these folks, they are worshiping hive mind technology, right? So the name of the goddess of the Middle East was Alat. This is a feminine energy that they're tapping into, but them guys don't know it. They worship an Allah. But the real power is this motherboard. This you look at this sacred geometry, it's the same way a beehive is set up. Look at that. See how the queen bee is at the middle? And they said, for all that worship, had a mark on their forehead. Look at that with the mark on the forehead. Y'all think this a game about this hive mind. Let me show you something about the pink diamond on the forehead. You always got to open your eyes. You always got to open your eyes. Pink diamond on the forehead, people. My God. Oh, he ain't sitting like that. We ain't going to even talk about it. But we are going to talk about this pink diamond on his forehead. Look at that pink diamond on his forehead. See, what is he showing you? What the queen bee showing you. Now, can I drop me an early bomb? Am I worthy of an early bomb? Let me see some fireballs. You know I'm surgical with the doggone for geometry. And God said everything happening on earth is part of his will. So that means ain't no.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how long my phone has been. Like, I was just sitting here, and I didn't even realize my phone had hung up. So shit like that happens. But anyway, guys, we're gonna keep on. We're gonna keep it moving. All right. So this is kind of more into closest to where he breaking stuff down.
Free will. Y'all was lied to about free will. It can't be both. I'm trying to teach you something. God of the Bible said everything happening in this realm is written out and it got to be fulfilled, the good and the bad. So why is everybody tripping? Why you think you can change anything? Let me show you how hypocritical Christians are. Christians, God told them everything that's going to happen from the beginning to the end is written out, and in the beginning was the word, and that the word going to be fulfilled. But why do Christians complain about shit they're going through? You fulfilling prophecy. Jesus didn't complain because Jesus knew what the hell was going to happen to him. It was written out and he just had to live it out. Now, what I'm teaching you is something that we want to tie into Moses and thought, because all of this is the story of our soul. The God El, at this throne of God, represents your higher self. It represents your pineal gland. Okay? All of this, I want to tie it into you. So the God El, Moses, Thoth, all of these great men of mythology, all were representing the same concept that I'm about to break down to you today. Now, let's go ahead and before we go any further with the hive mind, all right, we're going to skip back to the hive mind, but let me show you how you tie this in to Moses and Thoth. Remember now, everything I'm teaching you about a hive mind ain't exclusive to the people that are evil and ruling our world. It ain't exclusive to these demons. Hive mind concept is what you got going on with all of your alternate selves. Now, before I go into thought, I'm going to have to show you something about this hive mind. One more thing before we go into that. Let me show you something. Remember what I just taught you about the queen bee, how she controlled all of them other bees? She never leave a center. Check this out. This is built off of our chakra system, and I got to point this out before we can go any further. If you look at the chakra system here, and you compare this, right, hold up, compare this to the British beehive. You are a walking hive mind within yourself. What this means, right, is that just like the queen bee got all of them, see, all of them bees around the queen, you can look at them as other versions of her. Them are just other versions of her, since they are basically an extension of her mind. Okay? So what the beehive is teaching us is what we are on a spiritual level, too. Because if you think about what you are, you're doing the same thing. See, all of your chakra layers are different versions of you, but they all surrounding you, though. Look at this. Let's point this out. Take some of these and look at them for a second. See, look at here. You got all of these different versions of yourself surrounding this little middle guy at the middle, right? Now, he's giving all the other versions that whatever you do in this reality, it's a chain reaction, and the shit snowball downhill to all the other versions of you. Well, that's why this look like a pyramid. It's a downhill sort of. How they say shit rolls downhill, starts in the mind or the crown chakra. But your body in this realm is the central self, and whatever you do here, it then affects all the other realities. So you are everything in the alternate realities is being governed around your actions, what you do in this one. So in essence, the mind that you have in this world right now, controlling all the other versions of you in the alternate realms. So that would make you the queen bee, that will make all your alternate personalities your drones or extensions of your mind, all inside of your hive. See, this pyramid. See here, your aura. See, what's going on is what's surrounding you at all times is your guardians. See how that all of them guard in the middle, queen bee? But see, all of this is your chakra layers. The guardians are your higher selves. Why? Because they are over each other's shoulder. They all, you got one looking over the shoulder of the next one. You watching your own back on a cosmic level. You see what I'm saying? And that's how the queen bee doing. She can see what's going on outside the hive because she can remote view through any of them other bees. It's basically like she's the only one living in this hive, and every other bee you see is just an extension of her, literally. This is what's happening on a macro level with us. Understand why this beehive and queen bee symbolism tie into our soul. So what happens is the queen will give a signal, and the signal or commandment will be carried out. And how that was taught in the ancient world was that before you was born, the higher self created a signal. The signal was the body. It was received by the earth. But everything within that signal was the instructions on what it needs to carry out while it's on the earth. And that is called the Emerald Tablet. We about to get deep now. Y'all ready? Share the video. Got everybody reading the Emerald Tablet, the Ten Commandments, and all this stuff, but they ain't got nobody reading their own heart. You know why the Emerald Tablet is green? Because before we had Emerald Tablets, before we had Ten Commandments, before we was trying to read any of them to see what our purpose was, guess what we was doing? Was reading our heart chakra. Today we said, follow your heart. Today we said, listen to your heart. Now look at what color the heart chakra. It's green. Green means go. If you ain't listening to your heart, you're going to be at a standstill in your life. Trying to figure it out every time I find you, you're going to be trying to find yourself. Stuck. Because you can't go until you access this green chakra. Look at that heart chakra. You see what color the heart chakra is? That's the green light. That means go. And you ain't going nowhere till you access the heart. You want to know why the Emerald Tablet is green? Because it's trying to personify the will that's written in your heart. See, let me share something with you. Some of these little commandments and tablets and all of this, holy scribes and all of that, throw it out the window and start reading your heart. It's going to tell you what's right and wrong, yay and nay. The God of the Bible condone evil when you're killing for him, even though he said, thou shalt not kill. See, we don't listen to our heart when we follow in all these mythologies. And you not listening to your heart is what's going to condemn you. Your will is written out in your own heart, and every human was born with a mission written in their heart. And a passion to fuel the mission. And once you unlock and tap into that, you're going to have butterflies in your stomach every day you wake up to get busy with that mission. And if you waking up every day, oh, ain't waiting on me, ain't no life in you, it's because you ain't found your purpose. The crazy thing about the purpose, finding it, is everybody know where it's at. It's right here in the heart. But the heart is a treasure chest. Even though your purpose is inside of the heart, you still got to open up the chest to get it. So that's why we say don't harden your heart. Open up your heart, soften your heart, compassion, killing your ego, and you will find your purpose in life. You push all what you think you know aside, and guess what? It's somebody talking to you, but you ain't listening. You think you can figure it out by keep on just being in your brain when you need to be in your mind. You need to be in your heart sometimes. Just need to be quiet, be still, And check it out. Everything you're supposed to do in this life is already written out. You doing it. You just don't know it. The confusion in your life will subside the moment you realize everything happening in your life is for a reason and that you wrote it. You wrote it out because you knew what you had to do to come here to get better as a soul. This whole journey is a prescription. You were prescribed, and this is where you get the word scribe from. This tablet should be called a table, and the earth plane fill the scripts. Fulfilling the script, right, means that this universe is a big-ass book, and you wrote what you want to do on each day of the book. The days are the pages that's turning. You wrote out what you wanted to do for each of the days of your life, and then you dove into the book to fulfill it. But you already wrote it out in the high heavens before you were born. It's your purpose. It's already written in your heart, which is why they want everybody to heart in their heart. So let me share something with you about Thoth. Thoth is thought. Thoth represents the soul writing out his will prior to incarnation, all right? Right? Oh, I'm going to say it again. Just like Moses, right? Let's take a look at Moses. You can see here, Moses is the same as Thoth. Let's go to my thumbnail. I'm finna really blow you away. The earth that you in, the maze. And the only way out the maze is to follow your heart. Your heart is the Moses. It's leading the way out. Let me show you something. There's something called maze of thought. Because thought is another form of pan as well. It's the maze of thought, or the thought maze. Why is thought associated with a maze? Why is thought associated with a labyrinth called the maze of thought? Thought is associated with this maze, and I'm going to go into what we're dealing with. Our incarnations exist within a cosmic maze. Let me show you what we're dealing with here. It's basically the labyrinth. At a lab, you're basically a test subject, and tested on by the higher self. The lower self is like control and variable. The variable is the low self. The control is the high self that don't change. So if you don't like what you are in this world, it's because it ain't what you are. This is just a variable. Who you really are never left the North Pole, and that can't be changed. Your greatness can never go away. This reflection is in this world right here is an experiment that the higher self having. Control and variable. The one in control never lost who it was. It just created this copy to figure out and find out some lower, go dive into the deeper parts of itself. Now check this out, guys. Here is what the earth is that you live in. This is our universe. Now check this out. Here is the maze of thought. Go research the maze of thought. Also research Pan's Labyrinth. Now listen, when you say mazes, guess what you're saying? Oh, I'm going to see if somebody type it in the chat room. I've been teaching y'all a long time, and you should be getting deep with the etymology. Watch this. Mazes is Moses. Moses is a maze runner. Did y'all see the movie? Moses is a fucking maze runner. Moses is the one leading the people, and the people are all different alternate versions of Moses. It's a hive mind.
is what I'm teaching you about. The queen bee lead the whole hive, man. When the queen move, the whole hive move. Watch this. When you look up Maze Runner, you will see why they got Moses right there. Here. Just like Moses. Look. Just like Moses. Mazes. Mazes is Moses. What Moses represents, the labyrinth, your journey through the labyrinth. The one that's able to pave his way through the waters is the consciousness. The waters move aside as you travel through these. As the soul journey through these incarnations is journeying through the waters. This maze represents a series of wormholes interconnected, and it all leads back home to the middle. It all leads back to the middle. You know why? Because the middle one is what's leading the whole race, the heart chakra. This heart represents Moses. That's what's leading the people through it all. And if you ain't following Moses, you're going to get lost because Moses represents the heart chakra. Okay? He's the one that can, only one that can guide you through this maze of life, through these incarnations, which is why if we don't follow Moses, which is our heart, we get lost in the labyrinth. So the Emerald Tablet is literally your heart, man. It's your heart. All of these New Age folks want you to go buy books and relics and pagans. They got Emerald Tablets on their damn wall, they got goddamn Torahs and Ten Commandments tablets over there, and ain't none of them read their own heart yet. And they can tell you everything about what God wants, but they can't tell you why their higher self incarnated down here and what purpose they had. Because their purpose wasn't to sit up there and dedicate their whole life to mythology and God's will. That's called a hive mind. Folks thought, all of these folks think their purpose is to join a hive mind. They dealing with the relics and they ain't dealing with the heart. A lot of numbers load up. The lights low and the shares low. Let's keep it moving, man. See y'all. Check this out, y'all. This is what Moses is. He's a maze runner. That's why I'm putting you, they said, in between them two pillars, boom. The one that's leading it, he going to take the biggest threat. One of these kids that's in the front, whatever lurking out there, going to get them first. The strongest going to lead, which is why Moses was leading the people. Now, Moses is another form of mazes, like I said. Now, let's go back and let's start getting deep into our stuff today here. Let me start closing some of these where we don't need.
No.
Right. Here's a picture of thought. Here is a picture of Moses. And I'm doing this just so y'all can see we dealing with the same deity. Dealing with the same deity, all right? Now, here is what's called Emerald Tablet. Something about the Emerald Tablet that people don't pay attention to. Emerald Tablet is the universe that we're living in. It's literally a book, y'all. We living inside of a book of life, as they call it in the Bible. And if your name ain't written in a book of life, you don't exist in the kingdom. Reason that you gotta be written in a book because this is a computer simulation. When we talk about writing, we're talking about encrypting. We're literally talking about writing, like code writing. Every human is a written code. Every human is a written code. And if you're not manifesting the code or your algorithm or your frequency, your vibration, you're not being yourself. You out of tune. Every human is a written code, and that's why you see these deities fighting out their lifetime before they enter the earth. You just, as a soul trying to incarnate into this earth, you just can't enter this earth. You got to be an author first. In other words, we had to write out all our lifetimes before we entered the earth. And once you write the shit, you can't change it. The only way you can, once you write this thing out, you got to manifest it now. And the root word of manifest is man. Now the writer, which is the coder, the programmer, the higher self, he got to go ahead and manifest the code now and become a man. Because the code ain't nothing but the DNA. But the DNA have to be embodied in the flesh. That's what we all are, a written code manifested. That's why Jesus said, I got to fulfill my Father's will in heaven. And fulfilling the Father's will in heaven is fulfilling the script. This script is like medicine. If doctor write down on a sheet of paper and say, I want you to do 10 push-ups a day, I want you to get up and walk in the morning one time and eat a lot of fruit. And if you don't fulfill what the doctor wrote down, you're going to get sick and die if you don't listen what doc told you to do. So on a spiritual level, your soul came into this realm to batter itself, to understand its lower energies. And if you just express those lower energies without understanding them, that's how we create barbarians. It's one thing to know that we can be savages, but to be them just because, see what I'm saying? The soul came here to explore the dark parts of itself. And
so that's the bridge, I think, that, you know, I myself and Eternal, we be trying to see. I always teach on there's processes that one takes in order to get, you know, to like an ultimate, you know what I mean? And, you know, to be mean and to be an ego and not to use the heart shock, you know, ultimately we may come to, you know, like that's just not the way. That's really what doesn't work. But I truly, and this is me talking to my ancestors, not just my ancestors, but the ancestors, you know, this is just hear my cry or hear my concern, you know. We don't talk about the processes that it takes one to get to in order to heal. And this is where we are missing the mark. We want solutions and we want end results. But we are not teaching, we are not talking, we are not walking, we are not holding one another's hand, we are not being compassionate about the ugly, the chaos, as Brother Wisdom says, chaos brings change, not peace. That chaos stuff that uncomfortableness that one has to sit through, that part, that's what we are not doing.
To get fooled like it was those parts of itself. In other words, you already conquered this thing. You already a god on a higher level. And the whole thing about this is you forgot that, and now you think you just what's called a man, when really this is the lower, this is the shadow of your higher self. Your human body is the shadow of your higher self. And everything happening in your life, sometimes it feel like, how do I change it, right? It seems like your life is just carrying out and you ain't got no control over it. You get up every day from beginning to end, and it feel like, damn it, my life is kind of going on autopilot. Just letting it unfold, basically. See, the thing about that is, in communion with your higher self, and that's when you know you're not. See, the thing about fulfilling
the will of the higher self is following the heart. What you need to do is death. A lot of times people don't follow their heart. They just go on autopilot, like I explained. And see, in the movie Soul, everybody was like that. They didn't have that jolt of life in them. And certain humans stood out, and everybody else, for the most part, was part of some hive mind, seeming like they just become docile in a simulation. But once you become dynamic and tapping into the heart energy, you go to drawing crowds in the world, and these people get scared. Everybody is a star. Once you activate this star power, because look, everybody wrote this five, but listen, let me go back to Thoth. Like I said, Thoth represent soul right now, this will prior to incarnation, then being born into the Sam. They call that being born in sin, but you were burned into Sam. And then we got to go to
I think he paused, and you guys, he's still there. A lot of great information here. The matters of the heart, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm a student too, you guys, just
okay,
to let you know.
Let me blow that up.
I'm listening to this. I listened to it a little bit last night, but
all right, they say you
I'm a student with y'all. So.
Saying, but really, you were burned in a simulation.
Oh, here we
now,
go.
The word born and the word burn are the same thing because the burnt one is the copy. Like burning a CD. You burn a CD. You are burning a CD. A new one is being born from the master copy. And that's what your body is. Your body is a burnt copy. That's why the ancestors said that this is hell. But this is a different kind of burning than what you thinking about with fire.
Okay, guys, I'll be right back. I got to take a call. All right, guys, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a song, you guys. Yeah, I'm going to play a song because I have to take a phone call real quick. So definitely appreciate you guys for being with me. And let's see. Let me find this phone. Shit. All right. I'm gonna find a long song because I'm not telling how long this song called gone. And you know, since Eternal is not here, let's go ahead.
any kind of connection of what we call a continent. This is all the land that we come back off of. How you get back in tune with yourself, finding your mother, finding the father, and of course, connecting to the child. So this is where the Trinity comes out of. We hit different sounds of it. And when we hit that sound, we actually have different vibrations that come from it. So it's our frequencies. How do we enhance ourselves? By going into a dimension. This dimension, we can all interlock and make something come out of it. You know, from nothing to something, ground zero. So look at those who, not knowing themselves, are heroes to themselves. They just got to know how to go through conflict so that they're inflicted by certain things and then change that. It's a dis-ease, of course. It's a dis-ease to change.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump back into it.
So the lower self is the devil, which is the copy. This Saturn was feared because he would copy you, meaning if you don't learn your lesson here, you will be copied over and over again. And all of the copies got to die. So you create more karma, more incarnations following the heart. When they told you you were born, they lied to you. You were burned. You're in hell right now. You weren't born. You were burned. The higher self was copied, and they made you an avatar called a body. And guess what the body is? I'm finna go back to the board. Your body is a fucking machine, a very advanced one, I might add, that you haven't even figured out because it's so fucking advanced. Think about that. Watch this. When you say body, you don't say Bodhi. We say B-O-T-T-Y because your body is a robot. It's literally a synth, an avatar. And when you say avatar, you're saying Eve's Taurus field, because it's said in the Bible that Eve created this sin when she bit the apple. Now, bitten apple is a symbol of knowledge. That's why we give teachers an apple. When we in school, we bring our teacher an apple, and Eve had an apple. It symbolizes knowledge. If you look at the computer company Apple, the bitten apple means knowledge. This knowledge of how to replicate our consciousness, what got us kicked out of heaven. The purpose of this whole simulation, because we can learn things, put it this way, right? When you burn a CD, you can do things with the burnt copy that you wouldn't dare do with your master copy. Now, I grew up in a day where we had CDs. If you was a CD man like myself, let me tell you what the real hip-hop heads would do. Now, watch how many niggas finna go back when I say this. They finna drop five balls and everything. Watch this shit, right? If you was a real true music head, when you bought a CD, you didn't even play your original copy. When you bought that CD, you burnt that bitch. And you kept the book, the case, and you kept the original copy put up on some display shit, and you would play the preserve that original one. Because if you was really serious about that thing, where the head's at? See, you didn't want to fuck up that original copy, man. That's what the masters is. Get my ass. Hold on. So this body is the burnt copy, and your higher self treats this body how you treated the burnt copy, and that's why it seems like you just can't really be who you really know you are. Like, you think of this grand version of yourself in your mind, and you look in the mirror and you like, why that ain't me? Because the fulfillment of who you're supposed to be on this earth is not the higher self. You're here to manifest the lower self. Jesus didn't come to the earth to be God. He came to be a man. I'm pretty sure when Jesus was living on earth, and I'm just dealing with mythology to teach you a story. I don't believe in Christ. I believe we're the Christ, and that's what I'm teaching you. Pretty sure when Jesus found out that who he was, he was really the most high onto the earth, manifesting as the most low. Jesus wanted to do some of those grand things that he knew he was capable of being the most high for real. But he was in a simulation where that ain't permitted. You know, when you walk in certain buildings, they say you got to leave your weapons outside. You can't bring your guns up in the courthouse. You got to leave these weapons outside. your higher self is a superhero. It's a God that can do magnificent things, but it entered a part of the universe where it got to leave its weapons outside. Every now and then, you can tap into some of those grand things like deja vu, sense, intuition, and all this stuff. But the limitations we experience in this realm is the fact that these advanced beings that come into this simulation, we got to leave our weapons outside. That's the way we come here to learn. See, we don't know what it's like to not have wings. We used to fly. That's why everybody have a dream about flying, and no one had to teach you how to fly in that dream. Like R. Kelly said, he can believe he can fly before his ass, let me stop, yeah, man, there's a part of us that is take flight, right? And that's literally the light part of us. If you put an F in front of light, you get flight. Don't exist as the light right now. You exist as the shadow. And you are angels that are trying to learn how to walk. God learned
in
reverse.
Hold on.
God knew everything that possibly was to know.
I often wonder, you know,